KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of millions of TikTok users in the U.S. are facing the real prospect of TikTok going dark as of Sunday. As the fate of the video sharing app hangs in the balance, the company's CEO, Shou Chu, is planning to attend President-elect Trump's inauguration ceremony Monday. NPR's Bobby Allen reports Chu is set to join other high-profile guests, including presidential advisor and tech CEO Elon Musk.
Shou Chu is expected to be at Trump's inaugural address on Monday, along with other tech executives like Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and OpenAI's Sam Altman. For Chu, it comes during a fraught moment for TikTok and the 170 million Americans who use the video app. Biden signed a law banning the service unless it cuts ties with its China-based owner. It hasn't, and the Supreme Court is now weighing whether to let the ban begin or intervene to stop it. Trump has vowed to figure out a way to save TikTok, even though he tried to ban the app in his first term. In the wake of Trump's victory in November, the tech industry has been repositioning policies ahead of his entering the White House. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Some progress and setbacks today in the massive firefighting operation in the Los Angeles area. NPR's Janaki Mehta has an update.
The good news is that the red flag warnings that were in place yesterday have expired. Fire crews have made more progress containing two of the biggest fires, so the Palisades to the west and the Eaton to the east. And forecasters also expect some moisture in the air Friday and into the weekend, which could really help firefighters make more headway. Now, the downside is another round of fast-moving winds could be back Sunday night and last into next week. So the next couple days are crucial, but full containment could take weeks.
Janaki Mehta reporting. Preparations are underway to help facilitate President-elect Trump's promise to deport millions of immigrants who are in the country without legal status. NPR's Meg Anderson reports on what key players in the immigration detention system are doing.
Private prison companies own or operate most of the facilities used by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. One of them, Geo Group, told NPR it's investing $70 million toward more housing, transportation, and monitoring capabilities. County jails, which rent space to ICE or to those private companies, are also preparing. Brian Kozak, the sheriff in Laramie County, Wyoming, says his jail has more than 200 empty beds he plans to offer to ICE.
Our jail offers pretty good resources to help people in their transition.
Some state officials are eager to help, too. Texas officials have promised Trump 1,400 acres for a detention camp. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
The Israeli Security Cabinet is now expected to vote tomorrow on the ceasefire agreement with Hamas that mediators announced yesterday. The deal would begin with the release of hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners. You're listening to NPR News. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has reached a settlement with two former Georgia election workers. Under the settlement, Giuliani keeps his homes and personal belongings. In exchange, Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea Shea Moss, say they are receiving compensation and a promise he will never defame them again. The former election workers had sued Giuliani, saying his lies about 2020 election fraud put their lives in danger. Director David Lynch, known for works such as Mulholland Drive, Blue Velvet, and the groundbreaking TV series Twin Peaks, has died, according to a statement from his family. He was 78 years old. A new study of human ancestors who lived millions of years ago suggests that they ate a largely vegetarian diet. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports scientists learn this by analyzing tiny samples of tooth enamel.
A diet rich in meat leaves telltale chemical signatures in tooth enamel. Researchers describe a new way to test for this and say they tested teeth found in a South African cave. These teeth came from seven individuals. All were Australopithecus, a small-brained ape-like ancestor that lived around 3 million years ago. Tina Ludica is with the Max Planck Institute for Chemistry in Germany.
All of these seven individuals were probably not engaging in a lot of meat consumption. So these were plant eaters.
Next, they want to test other early ancestors to see whether a changing diet may have fueled the evolution of big, complex human brains. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, gale warning through Friday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, increasing to 35 in the afternoon. Seas 5 feet, building to 9 in the afternoon with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 17 feet with rain. And Friday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 17 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning today and Friday. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 8 feet, building to 14 in the afternoon, with fog and rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 18 feet with rain. And Friday, southeast winds 25 knots, increasing to 35 in the afternoon, seas 14 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today and Friday. Today, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 16 feet, with gusts to 55 in the morning with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 15 feet with patchy fog and rain. And Friday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 16 feet with rain. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning today and Friday. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 25 knots, increasing to 40 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain, patchy fog in the morning, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, east winds 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 50. Tonight, patchy fog in the evening, widespread rain showers in the evening, then numerous rain showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s, southeast winds 10 to 25 miles an hour. And Friday, rain, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, southeast winds 20 to 35 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:27 a.m. at 6 feet 10 inches, a low at 9:45 at 3 feet 1 inch, a high at 3:27 p.m. at 7 feet 9 inches, and a low tonight at 10:20, a minus tide of 3 inches. Your sun rose at 9:57 this morning, and your sun will set at 5:46, giving us 7 hours and 49 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSTP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
And the traveling Wilburys are coming at us with Seven Deadly Sins. After that, Shoplifters of the World Unite. You gotta unionize. That's by the Smiths. And then Madonna with Pray for Spanish Eyes. Here's the Traveling Wilburys.
Seven deadly sins. That's how the world begins. Watch out when you step in.
watch out when you step in. Our seven deadly sins. Seven,
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 seven
deadly sins.
Learn to love me, assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a list of crimes. My only weakness is, well, never mind, never mind. Chocolate letters of the world, unite and take over. The lifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over. Learn to love me and assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a listed crime. But last night the plans for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. Lifters of the world, unite and take over. Sharp lifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
The Culture Club's next with Karma Chameleon, and then Men at Work with Upstairs in My House, and after that, Just Good Friends. That's a Michael Jackson piece. Here's the Culture Club.
Come a chameleon.
And the Pogues are with us next with Thousands Are Sailing. Boy, that's a big fleet. And then Blondie with War Child. After that, My Love, and that's Lionel Richie. Here's the Pogues.
The island, it is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves. And a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you raid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know for things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the death of afternoon. We stepped hand in hand on Broadway like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean. We're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards we're mailing with sky by skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees. And lights don't glow on Christmas trees. We'll be right back.
been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need you, sugar. But I sure need you by my side. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. Oh. Stayed with me anyway. And even though you ain't gonna lose too much by leaving, I'm so glad you stayed. My love, just thinking about you, baby.
Health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Peninsula Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll-free at 1-800-478-2742.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on repeater K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
And taking us to the top of the hour, we have Holding On, that's Steve Winwood, and then Nina, that's doing 99 Loof Balloons.
Yeah.
Chicago.